Well, good morning. Welcome to our visitors as well. I trust you'll be able to enjoy your fellowship with us here. We have a Sunday school lesson that follows the singing of the second hymn in a moment's time. Well, health has taken, I'm afraid, a little bit of a dip again. And keeping on the tablets, and we're trying to catch up with where the pain is, and we'll see where we get. But while I have been particularly laid aside, I've been doing a little thinking, and some of the thoughts that occurred to me, I thought I'd just share with you now. First of all, something about time. What do you think that might be? Something about time. Any understanding on that? That time is, we're beginning with P, like a jewel. Timothy.
Precious.
Precious. Time is very precious. When you're not well, you really do feel the frailty of your body. You really do feel your weakness. And you realize all those years that I've lived. What have I done with them? What have I done with them? For whom should I have been living? For whom should I have been living? Stanley.
God.
Oh, I can think of lots of years where really I didn't do very much for him at all before I knew him, indeed since I've known him. Not very much at all. And so what do you think I drew from that by way of a lesson? Time is precious. We can waste it so easily. How do you think I look at the future? What do you think I think about that? Stanley.
Use it for God.
Use it for God. Use it better. Use it for God. Time is gone like that. Years pass by. Well, I had another birthday a month or so ago. Oh, where has the time gone? So I look to the future and I think I want to use that time better for God. So, time. What is one of the things, sad bit of news here, but one of the things I've not been able to do while I've been particularly under the weather? Charlotte.
Preach.
Speak, in other words. Not been able to speak. Ah. And I thought about words. And I thought about them. And really, another, well, begins with P again. Same word, in effect. What do you think? Words are, same word we had a minute ago. Molly.
Precious.
Precious. Words are precious. And when you can't speak many of them, today's gone a bit tricky that way again. When they are precious, you can't say them, you realise their value all the more. So I think back over my life, and I think of all the words when I had opportunity to speak. And what do you think I felt? What do you think I thought when I look back at the words I said? What do you think, Molly? Well, yeah, I wasted so many words, so many opportunities to speak, and I'd wasted them. And now when you can't speak, and you like to speak, oh, all of that wonderful time when I could have been saying things and didn't, or could have been saying something worthwhile about the Lord and didn't, and now here I am, and I can't speak much at all. Oh, those wasted words. So, when I think of the future and words, what do I think now? What do you think I think? Stanley.
Make sure you use them wisely.
Make sure you use them wisely. Oh dear, I don't know if I'm going to have to stop speaking again in a week or whatever. Maybe, I don't know. But I want to try, as my mouth is still open, to use words wisely. Oh, and where is wisdom best to be found? Where is wisdom? Where do we find it, Charlotte?
Bible.
In the Bible, speaking God's words about the Lord Jesus Christ, the cross on which he died, his resurrection, his ascension, his return, our need of him day after day. Believe upon him. Be saved from your sin. If I have nothing else to say to you before the Lord closes my mouth again, be saved from your sin, repent, and believe the good news. May God bless each of you now and encourage us through this day. As we sing our next hymn, 126, it passeth knowledge, that dear love of thine.